on the Chavtesimut Aleph, towards the bottom, Rashi, Dibri Maskul, Rav Hamnuna Omar. So Rav Hamnuna gives an alternate shot, alternative shot in the what the problem of the Mishnah of the Tuma issue is. So in regards to the Halakha issue, we presented two pshatim already. We have Rav Abba's issue that the case is specifically a case on Yom Tov, and the problem is lighting on Yom Tov, which is going into Shabbos, and the problem is some form of a nullit issue. And Rav's pshat was as halacha, you have to use something which is singed, because that's, and then it lights better. So along the many ideas of preparation of lighting things which light well, Rav Eliezer is now adding a new issue of it has to be singed beforehand. And Rekipa says, you don't need that. So that was in regards to the halacha issue. In regards to the tumah issue, we said before the issue was, does the act of kippul, is that mavata from a shame kli? Rav Hamnuna said no. The issue is less than three something which is less than three tvachim. Makuli matlonius. Matlonius hakalis be'enov. Matlonius, which are a person is does not feel significant. Dumi, for example, the sukkonos leaf koik merchutz. They're used to stop up a hole in the merchutz. Not used as begotten anymore. Not being functioning as material as cloth. It is a stopper. The meaning the loy choshev was not choshev. We keep the rock in the and according to this pshat, it's nothing to do with the fact that you made it into a wick, that you wrapped it around. That was the issue in regards to making the wick. The halakha, ton of kippah. In regards to the issue of halakha, it was made into a wick. But in regards to this issue, it's nothing to do with the fact that it was made into a wick. This size, what's the status of this size of a garment? Even if you had something with a 3-12 and you use it as a shmata, it doesn't make a difference. It's still makabel tumma. He's seen it sound like you actually did some type of maisa to make it roy for that, but Rashi says it doesn't mean that. It means she hikes with the kach. He set it aside for the purpose of leaf hamerchutz. The kamish amayim the boyim derech sharam the merchutz to stop the holes where the water comes in. The nar basa kadeira lechus behen shulei kadeira the nar the teratamcha. You want to hold the bottom of the pot, which is hot, so you use this as a pot holder. So Rav Eliezer said beimen amuchan, mishenem in amuchan is tamei. Beimen amuchan came before. What does amuchan mean? So everybody holds if you threw it into the ashpa, forget about it. You put in the hinich b'kufsa, the goli died to the chosher, he puts it in the kufsa, so he shows it's chosher. Where's the machlekes? Shetzal b'mogad is kabila as a nail. You hung it up on the nail. The gora mikufsa is not as good as putting it in the box. But if otav mekariyadelis is better than throwing it behind the door. Mekariyadelis is otav mizarka l'ashba. Putting it behind the door, throwing it behind the door is better than throwing it into the ashba. Umukhan d'b'liyazer, hainu kufsa. He says, if it's mukhan, it's tamei, means kufsa. Shalomina mukhan is magad v'chriyadelis. If it's not mukhan, it's not in the kufsa, it's behind the door, it's hung up on the nail. He refers to those as shalomina mukhan. But throwing it to the ashpa, he agrees it's torn. My car lay shalomina mukhan. Why is it called shalomina mukhan? Hold Rabbi Yezer, choshev, the kibulei tuma. Since it's chashuv in mekabel tumah, so why is it referred to shlamin amuchim? So the gabi kufsa la amuchim, because regards to a kufsa, it's not so amuchim. Yeshua says they're all Torah. Now he agrees that hinicha b'kufsa is not Torah. Amuchim to Yeshua, he means, ein amuchim means ashpa, and amuchim means magud v'chariya delis. Shlamin amuchim is herkul ashpa. Am I correlated to magud amuchim? Why are you calling it amuchim? Hold it, Yeshua, it's batel. Why, it's bottle, so it's not mukhan. The Gabi Ashba, the Arab Rabbi Yeshua, compared to the Ashba, which Rabbi Yeshua was called Shlemin Mukhan, this is mukhan. Rabbi Kiva, Tloba Magad, Kari Mukhan, he says if you hang it up there, you're showing that it's mukhan to you. The Khridel is Shlemin Mukhan, he calls Khridel Shlemin Mukhan. So you have a Brisa, which you have three different tanoim, each one using the words mukhan and Shlemin Mukhan differently. And that's a challenge. Came along the more said, however, Hadar Rekiba, the Gabri Bishua, Matar Afba Mukhan. Rekiba holds even the case of Mukhan is is tor, even the case of hanging up on the nail, it's going to be tor. That's Rabbi Yeshua's shita. The only thing which is tomei is hinicha b'kufsa. How do we see that? Mektonim is these and psilas of beged is rikibus matayer the mashma shadai and beged huksas. It's still beged a little bit. The choshev beinov, it's still considered choshev. And if you look, oh, he covered rikiba the mesis and tahari. I'm a hundred beinov. You see, rikiba said even though it has a choshev instead of a beged on it to some extent, still it's still tzor. Otherwise, it would have said what it said. Psila shell beged, psila you made from a beged. Shell beged, masha shakafla mi beged. That's what shell beged means. Ha beged, masha shakafla ha beged atzma. Sholem, you took the beged and you made the beged into a wick. Suppose you took from the beged. Okay, so that's the machlokes regards to tumma. Now, what's the machlokes according to this regards to the halakha? You're not getting involved in the whole pshat of Rabbi Abba. Which holds that the issue was the kippul is mivatul the shame kli. That's not the pshat. When you have locha gerakim the liel time of the river Eliezer, the boy psila mecharechus shetidol lekiapus. According to this, you have to say that the issue of halacha was like Rava's pshat that you need a singed, a scorched wick from beforehand. So the mishnah lo yikavod mishafer shabeya. You can't take a container of a hollow of the egg. And fill it up with an air, and then I'll pee in there and put it above the lamp. Mishil shos the hayman tabas in order that you drip in. Feel he shocheres, even if it's made out of the cheres. Rabbi Yehuda matzer, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Abba mechid bar yotzim etchila, mutter vlesh rupi echad. Chama agree that if it was attached, it's a mutter. Well, yamal adam kar shal shemen, can't fill up a bowl of oil, put it next to the nair, beat the rish of psila basoch, and put the end of the wick into the bowl. That it should draw from it's a wick from the bowl. You can't do that. Reviewed a matter, you use matter. It's a crash. Shetaman attempts. He's kaiman nair. This way the lamp will last longer. Shetay Hashem and Mitzavtev, call Shola Sechaner, because you'll have extra oil dripping in. So what's the problem? The time Hashem gzeira Hashem yistapek kaimenu, because a person will perceive, according to the Chalmer, a person will perceive this container of oil as independent of the nair, and he'll feel that he could take some of the oil out if he wants. But however, kima shehexel the nair. But since the ma'aseh he does it now as to function as part of this nair to light, see, he's guilty of shortening the duration of the lamp. That it's going to be lit. So chai mishum mechaber. So what's the chiddush of filah yishacheres? Because if you take a earthenware, unglazed earthenware, and you put oil into it, it absorbs the oil and becomes very slimy, greasy, etc. Filah yishacheres shacheres, the meisale where it's most, and you might argue a person would not want to take any oil out of that to use. Still goes in regards in that case also. No, before Shabbos. Putting it before Shabbos, but the problem is that we're afraid that the person might potentially, on Shabbos, perceive that it's independent and take from it. If you'd have a case where the nair would extend without the thing all the way to the end of Shabbos, what would happen? I don't know. Pashas should not be a problem, but I'm not sure. In general, I imagine that wasn't the scenario was, you wanted to make it get through the night, even more than you needed to get to the end of the next day.
I understand. Normally, why is the shofar shel beis different than what you would normally have? Is it because it's more open?
Just because it's separate. So people don't realize it's part of the nair. It's part of the system. There was the nair itself. People understand the lamp itself. I can't take it off from the lamp. That's part of it's set aside for to burn on Shabbos. But they perceive this separate container as an independent thing. That's not part of the lamp.
But you have
I'm not taking it from the lamp.
I thought you had the psila in it. Don't they see?
No, that's the next case. So, over here, this thing is suspended above the lamp, dripping into the lamp. Once it's attached, people perceive it as part of the system of the lamp. Okay, the second issue was you had a lamp, and then you had the wick went through the lamp, and so you made a long wick, and it could extend it beyond the other end of the lamp out into the bowl. You put it out. And now so this wick goes all the way through the lamp, comes out the other side, goes into this bowl. Chacham said over there also, people, even though the wick is in it, but since it's separate, they have the lamp there, people perceive it as separate. You're not going to that case. Whereas this Mitzricha, we need to point out all three cases. The issue in Shefer Shabeya, the first case, Shefer Shabeya B'ho Kamer Rabona. The Kimon Olam Issa, first of all, it's an egg, it's not moss. Also, these Tapukim, people might take from it. Abel Shocher is the Me'isa, but Cheris, which is moss, Emma Medele, there's no Gzeira. Yeshua and Shocher is B'ho Kamer Behuda. Cheres Rabbi Huda said it's asur. Abahi is mutter, but in the case of the Beya, Emma Moira Lahula Rabbanan, maybe he would agree with the Rabbanan that over there people might take. V'yashmin Hanach Tarti, V'hani Kam Rabbi Huda, V'shom Lola Mifsik. So it's directly above the lamp. So people will understand that this is part of the lamp. It's dripping directly into the lamp. Okay. Al Kora, the Mifsik, in the case of the Kora, where it's perceived that there's the lamp and there's this bowl next to it. Mifsika, Ema Madil Hula Rabona. Maybe these two cases, the case of the Kura is seen, appears to be independent. Chomer Geyser. But the first two cases are not so independent. The Chomer would not be Geyser. The Krashi, Lo Mifsik Midi, Shemunach Pasei Chalal HaNer Lamala Mikisui. It's within the same airspace of the Nair above the Kisui. The Mifsika, Shere Eitzel HaNair Munachas, it's next to the Nair. V'yesh Kan Hefzik, V'lek Lamemer Gufei Hu, people will not perceive it as the goof of the Nair. Say, M'moida Du Nigzer. So people will be M'moida that Yishmek Ixera. That's what I think Rabbi Huda would say. In other words, the concept of the idea that taking from the oil is an act of mechaber is not something which probably is so obvious to people. Actually, Tosis and Rashi, Beya, that came over there in Beya, the second parak, where it says this idea that you're taking mistapik is chai mishu mechaber. We mentioned over there there's a machlokes rishon and what the problem is. One says, the Rosh says, because you've designated as oil for the Nair, and therefore it will go out earlier. So it's not considered Gram Kibui, it's considered Kibui Mamash. It's a bit Kiddush, it's considered Kibui Mamash. You're not putting it out, you don't do anything. It's going to go out an hour earlier. It's 5 hours now, it goes out after 5 hours, instead of after 6 hours. So why is it Chayiv? Gram Kibui is not Chayiv. This is not Gram Kibui, this is Mamash Kibui. We look at this is the whole thing burning, and you take away part of the thing which is burning. I can hear a person not necessarily understanding that. Tosafot says the pshat was, as you take it out, there's a certain amount of impact that you're going to do to the nair. After drawing it out, it's going to be lessened a little bit. The flame will be lessened a little bit. Now Tosafot's pshat wouldn't work. I think I forgot who says what. Rashi's pshat. I forgot who says it. I'm sorry. So that's if you're talking about the lamp itself. But if it's in a separate container, it's in the Korah, or it's in this Shver Shabeya, it's B'chlal, not part of it. So there's the Rosh Mitzvah is right. You see that anything which is hufsel a ner becomes mamash a part of the chayv, part of the actual item of the ner, and you're mamash lessening, you're taking away part of the flame, and that's called machab. Tremendous chiddush. Alright, so here in people's mind, they perceive this as something independent. They notice that even the lamp itself is, listen, okay, the lamp itself, you know, it's, what's the problem? It's muksa, you know that they don't hear that it's chayv either. It could be even in the lamp itself. You know, the lamp itself, you don't touch the lamp. Next to it, no. Like, what's the shlech?
So then you get back to your Shiloh,
what'll be if there's enough oil in this thing to last after Shabbos without the second container? So what happens over there? It goes back to your Shiloh, because there's enough gas in the... It's hard to say that the gas supply over there is hooks for this nair. That's sort of thing. The place don't see it like that. So once it's mechuber, so people, that's part of the nair. You don't touch the nair. If you attach it right now with seed and charsis, it's mutter. The more says, what do you mean? It has to be that the original act of making it has to be done. Tanan. My yotzer can yotzer. You have to make it attached well like a yotzer. So Krashi. If you attach it beforehand with these other types of seed is lime, charsis is a ground up charis which you make into a paste, so it makes it mutter. You have to attach it well. Okay, Tanya, Zot Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Hamachash Shavtenu, Baliyah space Nitzabalut. We were spending Shabbos in the Aliyah house of Beis Nitza, the city of Lut. And we brought a container of this the Shafer Shabeya. Umalanua Shemin. We filled it up with oil. Vinak Vinua, we made a hole in the bottom. Hanachnua Pian there. And we put it above the Nair. Hoyisham Rabtafran Viskanim. Layamalanu Dabr. And they were there, the chum of the previous generation were there, and they didn't have any issue with it. Retirement was a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So retired from the Tzkenim were there, and they didn't say anything, indicating that it's nothing wrong with leaving the Shefer Shabeya there, putting the Shefer Shabeya there before Shabbos. Amrloi. So the Chaman said back to Rabbi Yehuda, some of the next generation said back, Misham Raya, that's a Raya. Shana Beis Nitza, there's reason, hey. So in Beis Nitza, there is reason. So they didn't feel it was a concern, but in general it is a concern.
But this was Yehuda's whole reason for why he was not here?
I think it was going to arise the fact that he's approved to you rabbis that are right, because you see that they were makel on it. Says no, it's not right. It would seem to argue that if there was a gzera, the gzera was not in place yet. That's what they're answering back, because if the gzera is in place, the fact that there is a reason would not necessarily be matter it. You'd say a little plug on that. You can't say one family specifically is a reason, therefore it's mutter. So my, but. coming next generation came along and said, let's make Xer, it's a problem. So Rizzi said, not a problem. You see, they weren't worried about it. So, well, they're no riot. Zad Gemara, a new story. Oven Tzipora, Oven from the city of Tzipori, I guess. Goris Safsala be Elisa de Shisha Leila Mirbitzchuk Barlos. He schlepped a bench and a aliyah, which is made out of Shisha, which is made out of Shayish, a floor of Shayish, of marble. In front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Alosa, Amrlei. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Alosa said to Oven Tzipora, "Ishtuki lecha, if I will keep quiet, shesikule chavraya l'Rav Yehuda." The way the Chumim in the time of Rav Yehuda did not respond to what Rav Yehuda did, nafik minei churva, there's going to come out a problem. So they, by keeping quiet, created this illusion in Rabbi Yehuda's head that what he held was correct, that Shresh Rebbe is not a problem. They should have said something. So I'm not going to go there. I'm going to say something, because I'm afraid if I don't say anything, there's going to come out to be a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that you can't schlep a bench because you might make a charitz in the ground. He holds a Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shedim Yitzchak, and a Zoster. And they made a Gzera Elisa the Shisha Otto Elisa the Alma. And we're going to in a case where there's this marble floor which is not possible to make a charitz in. Gzera, because of a floor where it is possible to make a dent in. So Rabisa Ben Allah Helik Rabbi Yehuda, the Dover Shem is Kabinazos. Reish Kanishta the Batsra. So the person who was the Reish Kanishta, the person in charge of the basic running the basic Knesset, we'll call him the Shamish. The person had discretion, so he wasn't just Dam Shamish. From the city of Batzer, regardless of Sila Leilam Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba, he slept a bench in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba. Amalei. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba said to this Reish Kanishta, "Kemah, you're saying that Dabashem Miskavet is mutter, even though it's going to make a charitz in the ground, it's not your kavana. So Tzedem Miskavet is mutter. That's what you're thinking. But Ema, let's say the Omer Rabbi Shimon Megdol Dolyasher, large one which is not possible to pick up. So Rabbi Shimon says, you know what? Okay, be makel. But Ketanim, when you could pick them up, and in these cases apparently were Ketanim, smaller ones. Me Omer, did he say such a thing? So Dover Shedim Miskaven is mutter, but it's not lechachil, it's not preferred. So you have another option, you're mechivet with other option. So Mar Pligad Ula, this, that, Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba, it's not like what Ula says. Dover Ula says the opposite. Lechachil is bekatana. Abagadalim Dibre Kol is mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in a case, you have no other eight sets mutter. That is what Ula says. I need to understand Ula a little bit. It means Ula saying, even in Rabbi Yehuda, Dabar Shein Miskaven is Osir, it's not really a Deraisa, and therefore in a scenario where you have no other Eitza, they're a Meikol. It's according to Ula's understanding. So the Rush later on in the Perek HaBoina, I guess it's 11, the 12th Perek, says, or no, it's a perik. It's a perik. Shmurish Ratzim, which I guess is the 14th perik. The Rosh says over there, even though in general in Shas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue not only by Shas, but by all these term, and we hold it to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Dabar Shein Miskaven is Chayiv, not just Osir, but it's Chayiv. But by Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's not Chayiv because it's not Melechas Machshabbos. Because the Maisi didn't have no intent to do that, wasn't his command. So it's only the Rabbanan. So it's only the Rabbanan. So you can say Rabbi Yehuda was murdered if he had no other eights. That's what Ula says. Master Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, 1 second. I got a Braisa. Shimon Amar Gara Adam Mite. He's himself, so we brought this before. Vashal is kabel nasas charitz. Now, well, you know, ketanik gedalim, ketanik ketanim. Imagines different types of items. It mentions a mita, which is a large item. It mentions a kisei, which is a small item. And so the Shemin is matter by both of them, and the Chachamim argues. So we have this machlokes applies not like Rabbi Yirmiyahu, that Rabbi Shimon is only matter by gedolim, and not like Ula that they argue by ketanim, and even Rabbi Yehuda agrees by gedolim. Kasha the Tavayu, it's kasha both of them. Ula matarsa temei, Rabbi Rabbi matarsa temei. Each one will explain it according to his reasoning. Ula matarsa temei, where he said by the case of mite, which is large, everybody agrees with mutter. So the mite, which is mentioned in this brisa, is during the kisei. It's a smaller type of mite, but it's more similar to the kisei. So that's where it's machlokes. Rabbi Rabbi matarsa temei. He said in a case where it's large, everybody holds its osur. Everybody holds its mutter, I'm sorry. And they're arguing in a case where it's small. Kisei dumi the mita. No, I'm sorry. According to him, a case of small, everybody holds its osur. So I said kisei, which is one of kisei, which is large like a mita. Yeah. Okay. Moshe Rabbi has the question. We're going to have to hold it here. And